His leadership, because our country at this time needs leadership. And for me, one of the great tests of leadership is the types of position that you take, the stand that you take when there is an ethical or a moral dilemma. And during the course of the elections, during the period of the campaigns, we all understood at the time that there was, in many senses, a moral dilemma. Many felt that religion and ethnicity should determine who would be president. But this man of God took a firm stand that where governance is concerned, competence and integrity must trump every other consideration. The truth of the matter is that that is what the scripture expects of us. That's what the Bible expects of us. The Bible says that we are the light of this world and that we are the salt of this earth and that the church is the pillar and foundation of truth, not of ethnicity, not of religion, of truth. And I believe that Bishop Mike, at a time when our country and Christianity itself needed leadership, stood up and provided that leadership. For that, our country is immensely blessed, and our country is where it is today. In the short tribute that I paid to him, which is at page 7 of the compendium in his honor, I mentioned there that he dramatically changed the paradigm of Nigerian politics. Never again will we consider that it matters where a man is from. That will not be important. And that's always been the hallmark of the life of Bishop Mike Okonkwo. All his children, as you can see from the children, his children, his spiritual children, those he has mentored, they come from every tribe, every walk of life, and all over Africa and all over the world. The gospel of Jesus Christ does not recognize ethnicity. It doesn't even recognize religion. Scripture says that we must be neither Jew nor Greek, Scythian nor slave. We are meant to spread this gospel to all and all alike. And I believe that Bishop Mike here represents the epitome of the kind of preacher of the gospel that we want to see. One who knows that the love of Jesus Christ is for all men and all women, regardless of who they are or where they are from. I want to praise the name of the Lord for the great things that is done in your ministry, sir, and for the great things that are yet to come. I also want to thank the Lord for your wonderful wife, Bishop Peace Okonkwo, who has stood by you this many, many years. And I pray that your family will be rewarded by the Almighty God. When I heard Uche speaking, and she said that her great prayer for you is that the Lord will honor you, I want to say that that's also the prayer in my heart, that the great God Almighty will honor you and that your latter years will be much, much greater than the former. In Jesus' mighty name, praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Bishop Mike. God bless you.